Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Our buddy who covers the Indians for the Plain Dealer and Cleveland.com, he is Paul Hoynes. Hi, Hoynesy.
Hi, guys. How are you doing today?
We're all right. How about you?
Hanging in there.
Did you move your luggage from one side of the room to the other?
Yeah, this is a little weird. This is, basically a one-city trip. You don't have to change hotels or anything.
Has that ever happened? I can't ever remember that happening before.
Neither can I. I can't. I do not remember this, but it's convenient. You feel like you should be going someplace, at the end of a series or catching a flight or doing something. But it's interesting.
So same hotel, same city. Tell me it's not going to be the same outcome, Hoynesy. That was ugly in Oakland.
Yeah, that was not the Indians baseball at its best this over the weekend. It's interesting, but it's this kind of same. The trappings look the same. I mean, the A's were in last place, the Giants are in last place in the NL West, and it's weird if you look at the schedule. The Indians are playing. They're counting the A's. They have a 10-game stretch against teams that are all in last place. So you would think this would be a time to make a move.
Well, what happened? I thought the same thing. I can't get it. Are they not motivated? Is it, the injuries? Is it, Bauer? Yeah, I'm looking for answers.
Yeah, I think, not having Chisenhall and Kipnis have opening the season with those guys on the DL, they lost them, Saturday and Sunday right before the break. They both got hurt, and they're both going to be gone for, it sounds like, at least 2, 3, 4 weeks. So, I think that kind of really hurt them. I mean, especially Chisenhall. Chisenhall's having a career year, and he was hitting in the middle of the lineup. He was leading the team with in RBIs, even though he had like 100 fewer, more than 100, fewer plate appearances than, guys like Encarnacion and Santana. And, I think so they miss him. Really, you look at, Carrasco pitched pretty well Friday night. They don't score. They scored 6 runs against the A's in 3 games. You're not going to win that. You're not going to win doing that.
Paul Hoynes joining us, covers the Indians for the Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com. Earlier, Hoynesy, we were talking about the trade deadline coming up and should the Indians be looking to make a move. And my gut tells me no, and only for this reason. I'm not sure that this team is worthy of making a move and giving up a big-time prospect. If you can get somebody and not, give up Mejia, maybe not give up Bobby Bradley, maybe not give up Brady Aiken, one of your key young guys, and bring in somebody, okay. But the way the team hasn't hit consistently, the way it hasn't pitched in the rotation consistently, I don't know if just putting a Band-Aid on this thing gets them any better. And more improvement from within than improvement from the outside. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I think, if I'm Chris Antonetti, I go all in.
Do you? Okay.
I think the investment they've made in this club, with Encarnacion, with Miller last year, I think, your window of opportunity isn't going to be long, I don't think. I mean, maybe in the division, maybe I'm reading this the wrong way, but I don't think their goal should be to win this division. This is a division in transition, and that you would think they could win this game, with one hand tied behind their back. I think if you're going to go for it, they got to go for it. And, I would try to make an impactful trade, a big trade. If I've got to trade Mejia, I'd trade him. I think they were going to trade him last year, and he was in the middle of a 50-game hitting streak. I mean, I know you know, they've got probably a little better read on Gomes and Perez now. It looks like, you know, offensively that these guys are what they are, and that's, you know, not really good. They're, you know, much better defensive catchers. Do you need two guys like that on the team, or can you, you know, do you balance and get an offensive catcher? I'm not sure about that, but, you know, I've got to go for it. I think you're in that position. You've got the biggest payroll in team history, and you got to do it. You got to make a deal here. And you know, I know Francona was saying the other day we might not be able to be in that position to make trades like we did last year. You know, you can't always make a deal like the Miller trade every year, but you know, I don't know. You know, and I know they're kind of hamstrung by the roster. You know, Chisenhall and Kiftis aren't going to be out. It's not like you've lost them for the entire second half. So if you bring in a hitter and, you know, Chisenhall comes back, Kiftis comes back, you know, you're juggling the roster, and that's not always, you know, that's a difficult thing to do, and sometimes it can cause, you know, different kind of problems.
Poinsie, do you think that Mejia is, do you ever get the feeling that they're saying that Mejia is the future behind the plate the way you would with Lindor or any of the other prospects that we've seen since, you know, you've been covering the team? That's why, the thing you said, the point about trading him last year for Lucroy, to me makes you say that you would do it again, but I don't know that I've ever heard the feeling, well, this guy is our future behind the plate. What's the read there?
Well, I think, you know, they've really thought he's improved this year. He's gotten better, you know, behind the plate. His English has improved. He's worked really hard on that so he can communicate with pitchers and coaching staff and his teammates now. You know, I saw him a lot in spring training, and he can swing the bat. He's not the biggest guy in the world, but he looks like a hitter. And he's got, you know, Sandy Alomar raves about his arm. I would think this guy is, you know, he's a prospect, and I think he'll catch in the big leagues, you know, at some time. Is he a franchise changer? I don't know, you know. I think you have to be really, really cautious about those when you put a tag like that on a guy.
Paul Hoynes joining us. Hoynesy, if you move Mejia, if you move Bobby Bradley, if you move any of the key guys in your minor league organization, what are you moving them for right now?
You know, that's a great question. I would bring in another starting pitcher, but you know, those guys are so expensive. You know, a guy like Quintana, you know, that just went to the Cubs was an interesting guy. I know the Indians talked to the White Sox about him. I think they were, you know, when you deal in your own division, the price goes up, you know, more so than a team from the outside. Outside your division, I think that's what happened there. I would go starting pitching. I think that's pretty obvious. But you know, think about this last year. Did you think they needed another reliever with Andrew Miller? That kind of came out of the blue to me. Because their bullpen was pretty solid last year. I mean, but they made it bigger, better. So I think this, you know, they look, if they can't make a deal for the obvious and the obvious area of need, they usually kind of sneak around the corner and try to make a strong part of the club better. So I think, you know, be on the lookout for that.
What have you thought of Bradley Zimmer so far, Hoynesy?
You know, I like Zimmer. I don't like him hitting leadoff. I think he's kind of, you know, you overexpose a young guy batting leadoff, but I like him. I like him, you know, hitting eighth or ninth. He has some protection. He doesn't feel the spotlight is on him. And defensively, he can go get the ball. I just hope he doesn't hurt himself. He's running into walls. He's diving all over the place. But he's got a great arm. I mean, the guy's got 7 assists. He's tied for second in the American League in assists. And, he's played like 50 games. He came up on, like June 6th or something. May 16th he came up. So, I think he looks like a player. He's got some power. I think he's second on the team in stolen bases. And, you know, he's given them that, a threat in the bases, which, you know, they really haven't had that much of.
Hey, Hoynesy, first of all, great job last week on that special on MLB Network about looking back at the 90s. What was your reaction to Albert Bell telling John Hart he was the reason they didn't win it.
I think that's Albert being Albert. I mean, Albert, that had reached the toxic stage. You know, Albert had to go, or Hart had to go, or, you know, they were not going to re-sign him, and Albert was ready to leave town. I think that's,
But 20 years later, Hoynes, he's still harboring all this ill will. And I remember we saw him a good year a couple years ago, and it felt like things were okay with him and the franchise. But clearly it's something personal against John.
I think it's the organization in general. I really do. He's an interesting guy, man. He's a, you know, this is a guy that, you know, Andy and Jeff, this guy knows more about the Indians today than you or me or anybody else. He talks to guys, people in the organization almost every day, his old buddies. I think he listens to every game. There's nothing that gets by him. This is a guy that wouldn't even come to his own Hall of Fame induction last year at the ballpark. I mean, but he's calling, he's getting info on what's my plaque look like, what are they showing on the scoreboard.
He's nuts. I'm looking at John Hart, and there's playing. Well, let me play this tape for you. And so we had John on last week, Hoynesy, and I looked at it, and I was just like, wow, I can't believe all the ill will. Now, I give John credit for the way he handled it, but, I mean, that's some bitterness right there.
Yeah, I think, you know, when you think, if you look back at that era, I think, you know, 95 was probably, you know, Hart's crowning moment. And, you know, but it was never, you know, the Cleveland Indians and John Hart. It was always Albert Bell and the Cleveland Indians. And, you know, he had the thing with Hannah Storm in the dugout, you know, and he was, it was always, you know, there was always that kind of, you know, that sinister part of the ball club. But, and he was kind of the engine that made that team go, though. But that's fueled him. That's why he played so well. He had to be angry at somebody, and I think he's still angry, obviously.
Was he ever angry at you?
Yes, he was.
Oh, never.
Many times.
Angrier than last year? Because, by the way, I give you credit for the reason this team went to the World Series last year.
Last year was like a fall breeze compared to having Albert Bell mad at you.
I mean, Livingston pushed the Cavs in the same year that you pushed the Indians. I'm just saying, we need more guys like you two.
Nice job.
Albert liked to intimidate people. He really did. He got off on it.
Hey, Hoynesy, last thing. Trevor Bauer, Josh Tomlin. Trevor, obviously, trouble yesterday. Is Tomlin in a hot spot? Is which one of those guys maybe in more of a hot spot of losing his spot in the rotation?
Yeah, you know, because Danny Salazar is getting close now. He pitched very well at Columbus yesterday, six scoreless innings, nine strikeouts. So, you know, they're going to have to do something with him. You know, Tomlin is pitching tonight. He's coming off a good start against the Padres. So, yeah, I mean, one of those guys, I think, you know, unless they put Salazar in the bullpen and, you know, Chris Antonetti said, you know, they want him back in the rotation. They're you know, conditioning him as a starter. So, yeah, there's going to be a decision coming down the road. I don't know who's going and who's coming, but, you know, Salazar is definitely on the way back.
Hoynesy, make sure you get to the right ballpark tonight, okay?
I might take Bart the wrong way here, so I got to be careful.
Paul Hoynes out in the Bay Area. Indians getting ready to play the Giants tonight. Hoynesy, thanks, buddy.
Thanks, Hoynesy.
Thanks, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.